back. It is 11:07 tonight at the Jack. The UALR men try to follow suit. UALR women got it done last night against the University of Louisiana. Both teams, of course, had a not-such-pleasant trip up to Jonesboro. Luckily, back on track for the women. Hopefully, the men will follow suit tonight. One-point underdog tonight, though, against the artist formerly known as the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Now, the University of Louisiana. Joe Klein, back in the house. What's up, Big Joe?
Justin.
How are you?
And the doctor over here.
Hello.
Sugar cane? It's looking good.
I'm all tied up, ready to go.
Honestly,
if you need a team doctor tonight, you just let me know.
You're looking the part, man. You're looking dapper.
That's all it takes.
If this kid had gone to med school instead of broadcasting school, he'd be McDreamy.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he could be impressive.
Going on over there.
I got the look of the doctor going on, so you just let me know tonight. I'll be right there. Any ankle problems on anyone on the team?
We got one. We got a big one. Oh. Could you come in there and lay hands on him?
Yeah. Well, you should have.
My initials are JC, you know. I could take care of that.
You should have brought the James up here today for the Clergy Bowl. Could have had all those guys working on him.
Get him over to Christ the King and get Monsignor to
something.
Get some holy
sprinkle
water.
Sprinkle some
on
water.
Thing
Can
on
you
there.
Soak his foot in there? I mean, something. Ankles are.
Get a bucket. Get it. We got a fountain in the church. You may have pull up a stool.
Yeah.
Have Monsignor come walking in and he's got his foot in the holy water. That might cause a problem.
Whatever works, though, at this point.
They might look at that as somewhat.
I may have to put some lookouts out there looking around.
Well, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So James White has been iffy with an ankle, as I was telling you, and we were talking in the break. That's one of the questions I will have for God. What is up with the platypus, which turns out is poison, too? We didn't know. Chris just informed us.
It's a fun fact.
I didn't know you were a vet on the side.
It's got some barb on the end.
And then why are ankles so fragile? I myself have had ankle injuries.
Well, they usually are fragile for guys that are athletic and can jump.
Yeah.
I never had a problem.
Well, I don't know what my issue is then, Joe. For guys who are short and fat, apparently it's an issue as well. But again, it could be, you know, it could be a couple of days. It could be a couple few weeks. You never know with him or anybody, really, for that matter. So what's hopefully getting better, but probably not going to be around tonight, looks like. That's what I read in the Democrat Gazette.
I
don't think it's even
game
a secret.
Time.
It's highly doubtful.
Highly doubtful.
Gus Leeper, though, is thrilled to see him. That looked like, and you watch him in practice, certainly you know him a lot better than I do, but I enjoyed two things at the game last week in the win. One, you guys won and Gus looked great, and two, my kid caught two T-shirts.
And was on the video board.
Dancing.
I mean, that's the best night anyone could have at an arena. Two T-shirts and on the video
board. Jack Stevens arena record, two T-shirts caught in one game. But Gus looked like the freshman Gus, and I'm sure it takes a long time after a significant injury like he had to really feel comfortable playing with reckless abandon. But that looked like the old Gus the other night.
He's playing confident, and he's playing good. He played good at Jonesboro. I mean, that's
one of the few bright spots.
But, I mean, he played well. He had some really good – we had a bunch of really good looks. I mean, he was able to get good positioning and make good moves. You know, he could have really had a big night if he'd have made a few more. But he's playing good. We got it. You know, he gets one or two – he gets these – the thing that we're really working on him is he gets a couple of silly fouls away from the ball or on a high ball screen that's way out away from the ball, you know, and we're constantly, you know, we want his fouls to be from the shoulders up, you know, challenging shots, going for rebounds. We don't want him on a moving pick. We don't want him posting up, grabbing a guy, you know, things that really you're not going to gain an advantage of. And so we want it so that he can play more. It's like in the Texas State game, he came over and sat down. And I said, man, you played really good. I said, wouldn't it be great right now if this was your, you know, because he came in, he had two really quick ones against Texas State, and then he had to sit. And I think he fouled out eventually, but it was like, wouldn't this be great if that was your third foul instead of your fifth foul,
right?
You know, and those are the things he's got to eliminate, and he's working hard and doing a much better job at it.
Yeah, what's a good story? I'm glad to see him back. And the thing that stood out to me when he was a freshman was he took an elbow in the face, didn't complain to the ref, didn't get mad at the guy. He just kept going. I saw it the other night. He just sort of goes with this reckless abandon, doesn't get caught up in anything else. He's singularly focused. It's fun to watch a guy play like that. I saw a similar performance like that on a completely different level last night with Kevin Durant, who is about as ruthless a player right now as anybody I've ever
seen. Slim Reaper. That's a great nickname.
I'm going to get rid of this stupid Durantula nickname if it kills me.
I mean, I don't know. I heard that a couple nights ago. Somebody said that, and I was like,
that's it.
Perfect.
That is an all-timer.
Yeah, he, the Slim Reaper.
They punked Miami last night. This dude is doing things. It is so ridiculous the level he's playing at right now.
I mean, he's 6'10", man.
And Miami.
You watch what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, he's 6'10", doing stuff that Nate Archibald did. You know, I mean, at 6'1", and stuff like, you know, nobody knows who Isaiah Thomas.
Sure.
You know, step back between the legs, getting by people.
I mean, you don't mean play dirty, right? If you compare him to
Isaiah.
Isaiah
had some game now.
Well, there's no doubt.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, you don't – did I detect a little
– I don't like Isaiah. He roughed up MG
on
the Bulls
side.
Too much.
Yeah.
When the Bulls couldn't get over the hump, I can remember being a kid and, like, being near tears.
Crying.
Oh, man, I hated the Pistons so bad. I hated Lambeer.
Try playing in the playoffs and having them take it, you know, sending you home.
Yeah.
You know. They weren't very beloved.
Anyone you could compare with Durant's size and athleticism? Is there anyone in the history of the league that's had this?
I don't think he has the athleticism, but he's got that. Was George Gervin a little bit? He doesn't have the. I mean, George wasn't gonna go in there. Iceman wasn't gonna go in there and you know, tomahawk you. I mean, mm-hmm. he could quick dunk you, but he was smooth and. He could handle it, and he could get to the rack and could really shoot it. But, I mean, he's the closest that I can really remember being tall and slender and had a good handle and a good, really nice perimeter game.
You know all too well that I've said a lot of stupid things on this show, Joe. One of the dumbest things I ever said was I really thought that Oden would be a better pick in the draft. Apparently a lot of people did. Huge mistake, obviously. It's hard to predict that Oden was going to have the kind of injury issues he would have. That's one of the many mistakes I've made. But
well, I mean, that's kind of – but you get a freebie on that because of the injury. And
when
and,
he was coming out, did you think Durant could hold up to the grind of an NBA schedule as lean
I mean,
as he is?
That was a big question.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thought he'd be good. Not nobody thought he'd be like this.
Maybe I just hated him because he went to Texas. Maybe that was the problem. My feelings about him were sort of slanted because of his affiliation with the burnt orange.
He was Texas.
Yeah.
I mean every win they got that year, he had such a major role in it. I mean, he took them as far as they could possibly go.
Well, he was fun to watch. I mean, he was kind of Manziel-ish, where he was the guy that you just sort of sit back and watch, and it was definitely worth the price of admission. Who else? I guess we were talking about Portland yesterday. Memphis went out there and held them to a season low, but they've had a great year, 33 wins this year. I mean,
yeah,
they've been really good.
They've got the little – is it Lillard, the little guard? That wasn't he rookie of the year last year? I can't
Damian remember. Lillard?
Is it Lillard? Yeah. I mean, he's really continued. Aldridge is playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Another Texas guy.
Yeah, he's playing lights out. And they put some pieces around those two guys, and they're playing really well as a team. And you know that's you get good talent, and then everybody kind of doing what they're supposed to do. You can get on a roll and you get real confident, really really feeling good. And you know when you get guys with athleticism and talent that are very gifted, and they all start buying in, you know, and when you buy in, you know. To be really good, you gotta sacrifice parts of your game. So you know it's the old saying, you know, so that the sum can be better than the parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start getting really really good teams like that to buy in, you can win a lot of games.
You home Saturday too?
No, we're Mobile, South
okay.
Alabama.
Okay, because I saw Monroe was playing in Jonesboro tonight, so I didn't know if they were swapping in. Like you guys will do
yeah,
on the road.
I mean, it was kind of going that way until Arkansas State had an off week before our game, and then we don't have an off week for a couple more weeks, so it kind of threw everything out of whack a little
okay.
bit. So we're not quite on the same schedule as we were the first half of the year.
Well, you know what you're going to get with these guys, always athletic, always talented.
This is a challenge. I mean, they got two guys that, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to play in the NBA. But they're gonna have a chance. I mean, Peyton is 6'5". I mean, he can flat out get the ball up the floor and get it to the rack. I mean, he's very crafty, very strong. And again, he gets in the lane and he has his size and he can finish and he gets fouled. You know, so I mean, there's been games this year where he's shot 18 free throws, 19 free throws.
Wow.
So I mean, and then you have the kid Long. Who he can really, He's 6'10", 245.
He's averaging 20 and almost 11 if you need him.
20 and 11. Shoots 40% from the three. So,
well, that's a lot of fun to guard.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we got our hands full.
Yeah.
And then I got a kid named Bamalu, who's a lights out three-point shooter. And then they got, and then they've got, you know, they've got other guys that they kind of space around those two, like Bamalu, that can all shoot the three. So you start, you know, scrambling and helping, and they start kicking it out and draining threes. So they're gonna be all we want.
Wow. Well, then we should go over tonight and watch the game, huh?
Put on a white shirt. And
oh, we're having a whiteout tonight. That's right.
Yep.
I don't have. You know what? I do have a white UA
shirt. White wife beater.
I do.
Nice. Put that
she
on.
Calls it a husband beater because she likes to wear it. But yeah, tonight for sure, I've got a UALR basketball shirt that's white. I'll have to wear over there. So yeah, whiteout tonight at the Jack. They need all the help they can get. It's going to be a tough matchup. Again, you just really you look through these numbers. It's scary.
Yeah, there. When you try watching them on film. You know, it's like,
It's a team that played Arkansas too.
Oh, I mean, they've won at Houston. I mean, they've got some. They played right with SMU. SMU's really a much better team this year.
They played Louisville. They played Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been tested for sure.
Yep. So I mean, it's gonna be interesting.
Need a more neighbor-like performance than we had last week. It sounded like, and I didn't watch the game, but just from what I read in the post-game comments, the goal for Arkansas State was to sort of rough up and make Will uncomfortable most of the day Saturday.
Well, you know, first of all, Arkansas State played great.
Mm-hmm.
Our wounds were self-inflicted. Let me just tell you that right now. Okay, we loaded the gun and gave it to them. All right,
yeah.
I mean, and to their credit, you know, and that's how usually most games are. You take advantage of your opposing team's inability to do something or their lack of talent to do something. Ours was, you know, we didn't play tough. We didn't get into a body. We didn't post hard. We didn't throw it in there on time when we could have. When the double team came, we forced shots or we drifted to the perimeter and took an even tougher shot, and that enabled them to get, you know, us to shoot a very poor percentage. They got the ball out, got it up the floor to their credit. Their ball movement was great. They posted hard. They attacked the basket. They moved the ball, and, you know, we had no answer for it. So, I mean, you know, we didn't play tough, didn't play strong, and we got punched right in the mouth.
It's no good.
Yep.
Well, time to rebound. And, again, a tough matchup tonight. I know Joe doesn't get to worry about what Vegas thinks, but ULR is a slight home underdog tonight. ASU is hosting Louisiana Monroe tonight, and they are a small favorite tonight. So we got a couple of really good games being played in the state tonight. UCA women and men on the road at McNeese tonight. Arkansas women at Tennessee. That would be a significant win for a team that's trying to find its way in SEC play. Arkansas 2-5 right now. And that's it, I think, for in-state college basketball tonight as far as the Division I teams go. So we wish do we need to bring our own white shirts, or are they putting white shirts on the seats tonight? Coach Pete, you kicking in for white shirts tonight, or do I need to come ready to roll? Chris has already got his white shirt on.
I have a white UALR shirt, thanks to Big Joe, too, by the way.
Thanks a lot, Big Joe. Yeah, I haven't got any gear in a while. The thing I got,
man. What are you wearing right there?
This is old. It's about 12 years old.
It's pretty nice.
It does. It's really nice.
I wish I had one of those. Pretty
you know,
cool.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. This is a true story. One day, Joe was cleaning out the closet, the gear closet, and he's like, here, take this. I mean, they had all like this miniature stuff that none of the actual players could wear, so they gave me a couple things.
We had some extra small.
But extra small for the basketball guys.
Well,
normal.
My son Will was there too, and he didn't want it. I said, "You like this, Will?" And he goes, "Nah." I said, "Justin, here, you can have it."
Yeah.
He's in sixth grade. They wear the same
size.
We do. Yeah. Well, he's got a better sense of style than I do too. He's got a lot of advantages over me. But it'll be fun tonight. We had a blast last week. It was really, really good time over there. We hung out with Sugar Cane.
Yes.
Speaking of, we also saw your dad and stepmother. We want to wish Kathy a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So are they coming out tonight?
Maybe.
Is there any better way to celebrate your birthday than a night with a whiteout at the Jack? It's actually white shirt, mint tie night at the Jack tonight if you're Chris Kane.
I may go Rick Pitino, go all white.
Oh,
suit.
Do you have a white suit?
Do you?
How many cottons had to die to make a white suit for you? That would be a sweet
look.
Just
move my chair right underneath wherever Louisiana's playing and just blind them.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Perfect.
White suit.
White tie with a white tie.
White tie, okay.
You'll be so distracting. They won't be able to hit a three.
You need like a maroon shirt, though.
No, go white.
You go all white.
All white.
Total white out. Yeah. That's beautiful. I like it. If you want to check it tonight, we'll be there. We'll do a trivia question here coming up. I'll find a Joe Klein trivia question coming up in a moment. And we'll
there's so many things trivial about Joe.
I mean, really. Seriously, where do I begin? Yeah. Where do I begin?
Yeah, be careful.
All nice. All good. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. I have one off the top of my head. We've asked this one before. Joe's the most points Joe scored in a single college game when he was at, I guess when you were at Arkansas. I don't know what you did at Notre Dame. I don't have that.
I didn't
get that high?
I didn't get there.
There's a reason you went to Arkansas afterwards.
I think I scored probably half as many points in that one game as I did my whole freshman year at Notre Dame.
There you go. If you want in for a trivia question about Joe Klein, you can win yourself some tickets to the UALR game tonight. Which team did Joe score his career high against in college? I think I'm right, at least. Joe will know. RJ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, Mr. Klein, I know that your mind is on Trojan basketball right now, but I always like to hear from alumni from the Hogs on your opinion and thinking about what the Hogs need to do to get back to where they – we're at one time, and I'll hang up a list.
Thanks, RJ.
Win. Next caller.
Winning's good.
No, I mean, what was it last week? All is calm. What were we saying?
Beat Auburn?
What were we saying?
Yes.
What were we saying last week? The Animal House reference.
Oh, yeah.
All is well.
All is well. That's it.
All is well.
Yeah, we might need to.
Yeah,
pull that one back.
Well, hey, you know,
what? I mean, these games. I mean, you can pick and choose, and I mean, you know, if you'd have watched us at Jonesboro, you would first thing you'd say is why is he commenting on anybody else's team? So I mean, we were pathetic, and I mean, there's, you know, when you lose close games. I mean, you can pick and choose this, that. You can go, we didn't get enough turnovers. We didn't create enough turnovers. We had too many turnovers, offensive rebounding and things like that. I mean, I talked to my friend Jimmy Dykes, and apparently, because I've been able to watch. I watched half of the Missouri game. I watched half of the Kentucky game. I watched I've got to see one half of the A&M, Tennessee, Missouri, and Kentucky games. So, you know, I haven't really – I'm not in tune by any means what's going on. But in talking to Jimmy and hearing him on the broadcast, giving up offensive rebounds seems to be a problem.
The biggest problem.
It is a recurring theme, without a doubt. I will say this, and again, not to excuse it, but Missouri's really good, and Missouri's going to the NCAA tournament. They're a good team.
No doubt.
They shot the lights out in Bud Walton the other night.
No doubt.
If you give up 50% shooting from an opposing team in a half, that's probably not a very good way to start a game, safe to say.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I mean you're and believe me, again, I'm not saying this to be critical. I'm saying this because we've done it numerous times. I mean, and usually it's you're not rotating quick enough, you're not getting to guys quick enough, you're a step slow, you know, that's our, when we give up things like that, you're giving good shooters good looks. You give good shooters good looks, they're going to shoot a high percentage.
All right, earlier in the show, we dedicated the song Compton by Kendrick Lamar to our man Richard Sherman out of Compton, California. Looking for a trivia answer for Joe Klein. Joe Klein's career high came against a Big 12 opponent for a four-pack of tickets to tonight's Whiteout. By the way, we're going to play songs with White in the title the rest of the way. Did you know there's a song called White Boy from Sacramento? Surely you've heard this one before.
No.
Oh, catchy. Catchy as all get out.
Dirty White Boy from Foreigner.
Dirty White Boy. Maybe we'll come back on that one. That'd be good.
That'd kind of be a good one for you.
That is good. Thank you very much. Or short and chubby white boy with bad ankles. Kind of a clunky name, admittedly. John is on line one. Joe Klein's career high came against what Big 12 team? You got a 1-in-10 shot. John.
37 points.
No, who did it come against?
Big 12 team. Oklahoma State.
No.
No.
But it does have a state in the name, and it was 41 points. I didn't realize that Rodney Clark's 51 was an all-time.
Just like what I could have done if there would have been a three-point line.
Oh, no doubt. You would have had
41.
41
points.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, I'm going to guess Baylor.
Baylor is no.
They were SWC back then. They were in our conference.
What's up, Hoop Hog? I guess it was,
hey,
it was the Big
Kansas
Eight thing. I should say it was a Big Eight
Big
team
eight.
At the time. Yeah, so it's a 1-8 shot. Yeah, thank you. Big Eight team. So we've already gone through almost half the league. It shouldn't be that hard. 433-1037. Joe Klein's career high came against whom? But anyway, I was saying Rodney Clark, that 51 he had when he had a pile of threes. That's the all-time single-game number, which isn't that surprising. 51's a lot, but I guess it surprised me that that's a single-game number. Martin Terry had 47 against SMU.
Now, that would have been a large number if there would have been a three-point line.
46 against—
I promise you, that would have been— there would have been a 60 with Martin Terry. He shot deep.
Yeah, 46 against A&M in 72, and he also had a 43-point performance against Memphis. Oh, and he scored 40 against Southern Illinois for fun. So, yeah, Martin Terry could fill it up, huh?
Ooh.
All right, let me get, let's see who's next. Let's go to Kale. Kale.
Hey, it's Kale.
What's up?
Hey, it's Kansas State.
It is not Kansas State, Kev. Sorry, buddy. Mike.
Iowa State.
That's correct. Very good. 41. Mike, if you can't go to the game tonight, let Matt know. We'll give your tickets away to someone else. Do you remember anything about that game, Joe?
It was in Hawaii.
That's awesome.
Rainbow Classic.
Oh, that was a classic performance.
They had
was it one of the miniature
they had
gyms?
Jeff Hornacek. No.
That's a good team.
Herkel Ivey. Remember Herkel Ivey?
Yes.
He was growing up.
Was Jeff Grayer on that team or is he already gone?
I think he was. I think he was a freshman. I think. And then they had can't remember the center's name, but he was a good player. Long.
Did you play with Horny out in Phoenix?
No, never did.
You ever talked to him at all?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good guy. I mean, he was still living there when he got traded to Philadelphia. He lived one summer there, and our kids played T-ball together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I turned in the other day, and his team was shooting like 90%, and they ran somebody out, like Oklahoma City or somebody good.
Pacers.
Pacers, that's who it was. Yeah, they beat the Pacers the other day when they shot the lights out again. All right, little white boy from Sacramento from Timothy B. Schmidt. Can't say I'm familiar with the song. Joe Klein was once a... white boy in Sacramento. It's 11:29. We'll be back in a moment. We'll give you a little Foreigner when we come back.
Is this white boy from Sacramento, this song right here?
Yes. Playing all the hits that are fit to play.
Never heard this one.
We'll get